sunshine and wild grass. I couldn't stop breathing it in, filling my lungs with the sweetest smell I'd ever known.
Hey, you found my kite.
Bryce, you should come up here. It's so beautiful.
I can't. I sprained my, I have a rash.
From that moment on, that became my spot. I could sit there for hours, just looking out at the world. Some days the sunsets would be purple and pink, and some days they were a blazing orange, setting fire to the clouds on the horizon. It was during one of those sunsets that my father's idea of the whole being greater than the sum of its parts moved from my head to my heart. Some days I would get there extra early to watch the sunrise. One morning, I was making mental notes of how the pink and orange streaks of light were cutting through the clouds, so I could tell my dad, when I heard a noise below.
Excuse me! Excuse me! I'm sorry, but you can't park there. That's a bus stop.
Hey, what are you doing up there?
You can't be up there. We gotta take this thing down.
The tree?
Yeah? Now come on down.
But who told you you could cut it down?
The owner.
Why?
Because he's gonna build a house, and this tree's in the way. So come on, girl, we got work to do.
You can't cut it down. You just can't.
Listen, girl, I'm this close to calling the police. You are trespassing and obstructing progress on a contracted job. Now either you come down, or we're gonna cut you down.
Go ahead. Cut me down. I'm not coming down. I'm never coming down. Bryce, you guys, come up here with me. They won't cut it down if we're all up here. Bryce, please don't let them do this. Come on, you guys. Bryce, please, you don't have to come up this high, just a little ways. Bryce, please.
What happened after that was a blur. It seemed like the whole town was there. But still, I wouldn't move. Then my father showed up. He talked a fireman into letting him come up to where I was.
Sweetie, it's time to come down.
Daddy, please don't let them do this.
Sweetie.
Daddy, look. You can see everything. You can see the whole world from here.
No view is worth my daughter's safety. Now, come on.
I can't.
Juliana, it's time to come down now.
Please, Daddy.
It's time.
And that was it. I must have cried for 2 weeks straight. Oh, sure, I went to school and did the best I could, but nothing seemed to matter.
Julie?
Huh?
Do you know the answer?
The Peloponnesian War?
I'm sure that's the answer to something, but I was looking for the area of a rhomboid.
Somehow rhomboids and isosceles right triangles didn't seem so important. I rode my bike so I wouldn't have to pass by the stump that used to be the Earth's most magnificent sycamore tree. But no matter what I did, I couldn't stop thinking about it.
Are you okay?
It's just a tree.
No, it wasn't just a tree. I never want you to forget how you felt when you were up there.
Thanks, Dad.
It was the first thing I saw every morning and the last thing I saw before I went to sleep. And once I could look at it without crying, I saw more than the tree and what being up there meant to me. I saw the day that my view of things around me started changing, and I wondered, did I still feel the same things about Bryce?